This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. 3.5 months after its water plant burned down, the village of Tuluksac has secured enough funding to build a new one. KYUK's Olivia Ebert says more.
When Tuluksac lost its water plant and source of drinking water to a fire in January, grant applications for a new one were already underway. The water plant was an old building that needed to be replaced. According to a representative from the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, the building had lasted 40 years, double its projected lifespan. The Environmental Protection Agency had written the village an estimate for a new water plant in Washoteria back in 2018. It priced the facility out to $6.7 million. A couple months after the fire, that funding had been raised, mostly through the Federal Indian Health Services. But now, according to EPA spokesperson Dennis Wagner, the state's Village Safe Water Program recently revised that estimate, adding about $1.5 million to the cost. Wagner said the estimate went up because of high material costs following the pandemic and because of an accelerated construction schedule. So the EPA stepped in and forwarded the village that amount. It also waived the fund matching requirement. Wagner said the plan is for Tuluksac's permanent water plant in Washoteria to be built by 2023. After that, the tribe said it would like to add running water to homes as well, which the village has never had, except in school-owned teacher housing. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in state government. In March, House District 38 Representative Tiffany Zolkowski introduced a bill for the state to recognize Alaska's 229 federally recognized tribes. House Bill 123 has passed through two committees and is headed to the House floor for a vote. The comments you'll hear in this story were drawn from hearings before the Alaska House Committee for Tribal Affairs and an online forum hosted by the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. In 2017, the state entered its first ever compact with Alaska's tribes through the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact. In 2019, Governor Mike Dunleavy announced plans for a state tribal compact for education. But Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says those and any other potential state and tribal partnerships will be built on a broken foundation.
It's difficult, I believe, for us in the legislature to really talk about expanding the existing relationship with tribes when we have not taken the first formal step in acknowledging the relationship with tribes.
Tribes are sovereign. Zolkowski said that's why many of Alaska's 229 federally recognized tribes were able to enforce travel restrictions in their communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The federal government has acknowledged this power and status of tribal governments. The state's legislature has not recognized tribes, which is what House Bill 123 is seeking to change. The question central to this bill is, what would be the difference if the state were to recognize Alaska's tribes? Zolkowski and other supporters of the bill say that legally, nothing would change. Here's Liz Medicine Crow, who is Tlingit and Haida and CEO and president at First Alaskans Institute.
It is not something that somehow expands tribal authority or sovereignty. The state doesn't have that authority. That is inherent sovereignty born to us from the very beginning of our creation.
Here's Vivian Corthius, president and CEO of the Association of Village Council Presidents, a consortium of 56 tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
By officially recognizing Alaska's tribes, the state of Alaska will not give us a benefit we don't already have. Instead, the state of Alaska will gain a benefit. That benefit is a partner.
And here's Medicine Crow again.
The core of the issue is here, can the state learn how to be a good partner with tribes in Alaska? And recognition is a mechanism for that government-to-government relationship to be harnessed and put to good work for all Alaskans.
Richard Chakya Ish Peterson, president of the Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes, says the state has good reason to seek partnerships with tribes. For one, he says, tribes have access to funding through their relationship with the federal government.
Especially in these times of budget constraints, we save the state of Alaska hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Peterson says the Alaska Tribal Health System alone subsidizes the state with hundreds of millions of dollars per year. And earlier this year, Alaska became the first state in the nation to offer a COVID-19 vaccine to all adults. That was possible in large part due to a vaccination campaign by tribal health organizations partnered with the Federal Indian Health Service. Medicine Crow wants a state to join the partnership that tribes have with the federal government, so all three governments can work together on the many issues currently facing Alaskans.
That's three chances to make life better for Alaskans.
Imagine what we could do with education, with transportation, with justice, with public safety, corrections, all of these services.
House Bill 123 has 12 co-sponsors in the House. It has passed through the Tribal Affairs Committee and the State Affairs Committee and appears headed to the House floor for a vote. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Next, in health, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has changed its COVID-19 testing hours. Currently, people in Bethel hoping to get an unscheduled COVID test can do so at the drive-through testing site across the hospital. The site is now only open on Fridays from 4 to 5:30 p.m. for unscheduled appointments. Testing is also open to all at the Bethel Alaska Airlines terminal when daily flights arrive at noon and 7 p.m. If you need to schedule a test outside of those hours, you can call YKHC's COVID-19 hotline at 543-6949. YKHC also continues to vaccinate residents in the YK Delta against the virus and urges everyone age 16 and older to register for a vaccine. A spokesperson for YKHC said staff can give rides to and from the hospital for those with vaccination appointments and is also offering to vaccinate people at home. To schedule a vaccination, call 543-6949 or register online on YKHC's website. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.